Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We're glad to be back with y'all again today, and I'm here again with Professor Barlow. How are we doing today?
Outstanding. All right. Had a little rain this morning, yeah.
Getting some rain, and we're always glad to get it. I tell you, on this sand, you need it every day almost, I tell you what. So we don't ever turn down a good rain, and hopefully we won't have any lightning strikes or anything. We get through this little episode. A lot of information coming towards y'all's way. One thing I wanted to go ahead and kick off with Professor Barlow is we hit a milestone yesterday, 500 downloads.
500 downloads.
Yeah, and that was just podcasts. That's we're also on YouTube. We got a Patreon page. Right. We got the Rumble. We got that and Brighty on.
Yeah, a little bit there.
A little bit on each spot. Yeah. We kind of spread it around, you know. Decentralized, you know, so they shut us down one place. Right. I'm amazed we're still on YouTube, honestly.
Right.
You know, we'll keep putting out this true and authentic content.
You
know, I got to thinking about it, Doug, and it's no surprise. Like, it's no surprise we already got 500 downloads, because I got to thinking about the quality of the content compared to what I see when I look at Netflix, you know, and, you know, all this nonsense they putting out.
It's just so horrible.
The Disney Channel, all that stuff's terrible, and people are catching on, and they want real, authentic content. Sure enough, that's what we bring it to the table. We're not paid off. Obviously.
We're willing to be, though.
Yeah, if anybody out there wants to pay us off, you know, we could have a negotiation, right? Yeah,
we would stop being critical of you.
We might let you off the hook. You know, we could have worked a deal out with that sheriff in Osceola County if we'd have just been... and his wife.
It'll be a no satire fee.
We're going easy on the good sheriff down there in Osceola County. But no surprise. I mean, just what was it? Two weeks ago, Douglas, you brought in a romance story with Detective, what was it, Chawla?
Chawla from Miami. He caressed that buttocks.
Romanced him, got him up into his apartment. And I knew that was gonna get our female audience, right? You know, you get that romance in there. That thing like a Harlequin romance right there, boy. And the way you spun that tale up, it's the delivery. And boy, that was a vivid tale of romance. Yeah. Got the females in it. We got the birthday suit bandit. He's striking over
over. Yes, right.
Buck Babe bandit. And then right after that, we had a little praise worship fest where we brought in.
We had a whole episode about church.
You brought in that biblical foundation that we started.
Birthday suit bandit goes way back.
I will say, just for the people that are only listening, you're not watching on YouTube, I will say that Professor Barlow and I are clothed and in our right mind.
Right. We will have more to say about that today.
Yeah, we are clothed and in our right mind today. And glad to be here with you. But yeah, we got our praise on, and we talked about how to run a church, like the inner workings of a Baptist church.
There you go.
And probably helped out some of these churches around here. So a lot of good service. No wonder our views continue to explode.
30, 31, yeah, 35 the next day,
right,
37.
Right. And at 500 downloads, I know that wasn't just you and I, Douglas. So that's good. But hey, what do you got today?
Speaking of downloads and such, I've been thinking about this because somehow, you know how they recommend different sites for you when you're on YouTube? Somebody recommended me a site called Ben and Rose, and it's this young Amish couple that pick and sing gospel songs. So I went to their page.
Wait. They can have instruments?
Apparently, and and sometimes even electric. So they might be them beachy Amish. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they are a good example of folks that are dressed and in their right mind. But I got looking at their page, Stephen. They've only been up like 6 months, and they had like a godzillion subscribers and like a godzillion views. I could not believe it. So I got to thinking, maybe if we picked a song, it would up our viewership a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I went and borrowed a guitar.
Well, we got talent, so we might as well use it. So
I went and borrowed a guitar here.
My goodness.
And so we've already had poetry on the podcast. So I thought I would add a little bit to that. And we would come up with a song here. And you will find the chorus there. You can join me on the chorus,
right,
Steve.
This makes me want to take my shoes off.
Oh, well, you will not
dancing.
Need to do that.
And so, I mean, even though I grew up Baptist, I know how to dance.
We're going to do a little song for the people called the Ballad of the Birthday Suit Bandit.
There we go. The Ballad. I love a ballad.
And it goes like this. In the sunshine state where the tales are wild and grand, figures spread through suburbs and across the land. No cloak or cape, just skin beneath the moon. He disturbs with glee, then vanishes by noon. Now we say naked is the game, or simply being nude garners no fame. The titles are a mix of fair and bold, always at least 59
years old.
Everybody now.
Birthday Suit Bandit is running again. But it's a glaring moonlight on bare skin. Birthday Suit Bandit is headed to jail.
Well, there'll be
no sex organs flopping or any Florida cocktail.
So I figured that wasn't enough, so I added another verse.
Yeah, give us another one.
Birthday Suit Bandit was running around.
He was. He'd be running.
Somebody called the sheriff to shut his show down.
Called the sheriff on him.
Well, the deputies took his cocktail and all the cash they could find. Now he's in the jailhouse dressed in his right mind.
He's clothed.
Here we go again.
Clothed in right mind.
This suit bandit
is running again.
Woo-haw.
Buttocks a-glaring, moonlight on bare skin. Birthday Suit Bandit, he's headed to jail.
Well, there'll be no sex
organs flopping or any part of a cocktail.
One more time now, so people know it.
Birthday Suit Bandit is running again.
Buttocks
a-glaring, moonlight on bare skin. Birthday Suit Bandit is headed to jail.
There'll be no
sex organs flopping or any part of a cocktail.
Woo!
Man, I tell you what.
Bound to bring up the views.
Yeah. Our views going to explode this next week, folks. Man, you know, all rights reserved on any of our poems, music, or any of our artistic creations. We may have to head to Nashville. I know an old boy up there. I know an old boy up there in Middle Tennessee. I think he can get us going for sure.
We won't quit our daytime jobs.
But hey, that fit in real well right there. A great musical rendition, and man, I love that. I mean, our singing may not have been much, but that picking, boy.
Oh,
man.
Man,
that,
Ben and Rose, eat your hearts out.
And our viewers will also realize everything we do is authentic. We did not practice.
No rehearsal.
That was my first time. That was my first time hearing the song.
Best that way.
Yeah. We didn't do no rehearsal. We hit record and then we roll.
Probably only needs to be heard once.
Yeah. We'll have to record that. We'll have to go in a studio, recording studio, and get that thing keyed in there good. Man. All right. Well, hey, a lot of news out there, Douglas. And the entertainment portion is stopping now. We're getting into
rolling
the
into
news.
That newscast.
And here comes the Palm and Pine newscast.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Kaylee Knight?
All right, Douglas. You know, we get these news stories, and I got one. I just got to get this out to our viewers. This is happening. It's right in our back door, right in our backyard. The Villages.
Oh.
You know, we've talked about the Villages before.
Yes.
It used to be 52,000 acres of pristine cattle grazing,
right.
Gopher tortoises, but
right.
We improved upon that now,
right,
and developed something like 17 town squares, golf
carts with Green Bay Packer tags,
Green
Viking
Bay, yep,
tags,
yep,
on them.
Yep. Yeah, New England yeah. Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers is a popular. So I've been told.
Yeah,
so we have greatly improved by moving out.
I guess they don't know we have three pro teams in this state.
Yeah, they don't. They don't follow those Philadelphia Eagles, and you know we. We've moved out them pesky gopher tortoises. You know, you twist a daggum ankle in that gopher tortoise hole.
They'll come out and bite your tail.
Yeah, them things are mean.
Every now and then.
They're mean. Yeah, they're mean. So we greatly improved that ridge of land there in the middle of the state. And all native Floridians are just overjoyed about that. And I hope you can get my sarcasm in that. But there's something serious that's going on there. And a lot of serious things are going on there that require some antibiotic pills, if you know what I mean. But evidently, now I'm taking this from the New York Post. So you know New York Post, New York Times, they all
yeah,
about
right.
this, you know, because that's their constituents, you know,
right,
living
right,
there.
Right.
And so they had like a internal, how should we say, communication.
Okay.
Like the way they talked to each other,
okay.
the signals.
Okay.
It's only germane to them. Like they know, what this
okay,
means,
okay,
right.
Like
so
a code you would have to yeah, cipher, yeah.
A code.
Yes,
I think that's
right,
good.
Right,
so
right.
you'll catch on to what I'm saying. So basically, how this started, and let's go back because we Southern gentlemen. So let's go back to our Southern roots here a little bit.
Pineapple.
Remember how our mom? She had that pineapple. She had a pineapple placemat.
Yeah,
she had a pineapple on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, it was a theme in the South, and it's a hospitality.
Right.
It's a hospitality theme, and it's been there for a long time. So, you know, they ain't necessarily from the South, as
we just pointed out, in the villages.
So they took that our once noble symbol of hospitality, and they have bastardized it, and they took it and turned it upside down.
Oh.
So, so when you would go up to a... They put it on their, they all have golf carts. That's how they get around.
Okay.
They all ride
golf
carts. They put that upside down pineapple on there.
Okay.
And then they put it on their house. And that's the sign that.
Don't come by?
No. That's the sign, come on in, because we swingers.
Oh.
Yeah. See, they've been, you got to understand, you know, you got to be 55 to get in there.
Oh.
So some of them.
So these are 55 and older. That makes it even more crazy.
Some of them have been kind of with the same mate for a long, and so they get kind of bored, because you know that monotony kind of stuff, monogamy. Is it monogamy or monotony? But that monotony kind of settles in, right? And you get that monotony. And you'd be kind of like, well, maybe I want to, you know, the grass always greener, right? On us. Maybe I want to look over here.
No fool like an old fool. Right?
Yeah. There ain't no fool like an old fool. But that was what's going on. So they had the pineapple turned upside down. Well, that's all well and good. And that was probably working for a little while. But we live in a complex world, Professor Barlow, as you know. And there's more than just one type of swinger.
Uh-huh.
So this left some confusion because there's LBGTQ plus minus divided by sign ampersand You know, there's a lot of there's a lot you could swing, but there's a lot of swings. There's a lot of different ways that you could swing. So you just put a pineapple. You may invite in kind of like the Tetachala.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Right, who knows?
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, you don't. You right. know, they just come on in the door ready right. to rock and roll, and you know what I'm saying here. Now you get in that situation, so. Being educated Yankees as they are, they knew, hey, we got to come up with a better form of communication than just that simple up or down with the pineapple, right? The upside down. So what they have devised, and I'm trying to get this out here for our listeners, lest they run into this, they will be informed.
Okay.
Right. And here at the Palm and Pine podcast, when you tune in, you are getting a complex world that we break it down, and we're going to make it a little more simple for you, okay?
I never knew about the upside-down pineapple.
There you go. See,
I'll go right upright there. All the pineapple.
Yep, they're always upright. Yes, and so you see one upside down, you kind of know. But here, let me tell you now, here's the next part of the puzzle that you got to watch for. Now, what they do is they put these on their cars, too.
Yeah, right.
So you may be, you know, you may be shopping. You may be at your local Winn-Dixie or your Publix, and you see a car, what you going to be looking for on this car? Not a pineapple now, but a loofah. Do you know what a loofah?
Okay. Is it kind of like a Hey Dude?
Well, it could be. Yeah, made out of the same material. But I was thinking you may not be familiar with a loofah. So I brought in some, and so our viewers that are watching on YouTube can see this.
All right.
But the loofah, this is two examples right here.
Okay, kind of like a sponge.
It's kind of like a sponge. It's like a little netted plastic material. I think they used to originally be a real sponge.
And they will hang one of them on their car.
Yeah, so they'll hang, but it may be more than one. Now, this is going to get complicated, so bear with me now.
Okay.
And I am going to print out a key.
Oh.
Now.
We don't need that.
Now, you are going to want to print this key or screenshot it on your phone.
Oh.
So when you run into part, you may see multiple loofahs, and they'll tie them up like this on the on the cargo rack or on the antenna.
Okay.
On the antenna of their car, and they'll be just kind of blowing in the breeze, right?
Okay.
Now, these loofahs, again, color coordinated on which way they be swinging in that household.
And which kind of old fool they are.
Okay, right. Okay. And again, some of them are multiple. And I come across this, again, New York Post, but there's also a great TikTok video that explains this one nice young lady explained how all this works. And so that TikTok video, I might post a link to that as well down there on the bottom. But you'll see, let me go through some of these color combinations just so our viewers are understanding. So the simplest one would just be a white loofah.
Okay,
the white one. Look kind of like a big snowball or kind of like that lady's hair in the villages.
Okay.
White is, that symbols novices or beginners. Okay. Now, that kind of confused me because, hell, if you're 55 years old in the damn villages, how can you be a novice?
You can't be a novice and be an old
fool. Yeah. Like, what? Maybe they were Southern Baptist and they're just getting into this now. They broke out of the church.
I wonder if they need to know that as stupid as we are, we weren't doing crap like that before they came here.
Right. Yeah. You know, they probably like them dumbass Southerners, you know. But, we didn't come up with that kind of stupidity, but... So here's another one, so we did the white one. Well, there's a black loofah, all right?
Okay.
All right, now, just bear with me now. Again, I'm trying to keep this family friendly.
Okay.
All right, black, full swap, they do anything.
Okay, black.
Black, it just no holds barred.
Oh, take it in the buttocks.
Any way you want to go with it is free range, all right? Now there's different levels. That's the thing about this. As you go up these colors, and there's like seven colors of these sponges. Basically a white, purple, pink, blue, yellow, black, and teal. I can't go through every one of them on our news today,
I
will.
Please don't. Well, I guess they don't have to worry about anybody getting pregnant. So they can be wild.
They can just go at it. That's right. They can go at it. Yeah. So, you know, again, in an attempt to keep this family friendly, I won't go through what each symbol of these different colors shows. But just to understand, folks, when you get out there to Publix or whatever, you're going to see these loofahs.
I'll be looking for them now.
And again, you tune in to the Palm and Pine podcast, you go ahead of the other fella that didn't.
Shame on y'all.
Yeah. So, you know, somebody else not watching our show, they're going to be right up in there talking to old boy and girl, and they got that black loofah.
Yeah, well, I guess that was normal up in Minneapolis or Philadelphia. Yeah, that may be kind of activity.
That's how they roll.
They're going to learn.
Yeah. You know, down here, we just got that one pineapple pointed straight up, and that worked for like 200 years. But now, like I say, complex world is getting more complicated. That's why we have this kind of show. We can kind of break this down for you.
Uh-huh.
And basically, just watch out for them loofahs.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I had to go purchase those loofahs.
Right.
Hell, I think I'm going to burn them. Because, you know.
Now's a good joke. You can put some on somebody's car you don't like.
Yeah, you might be driving out here with some loofahs on your bumper, Doug. When you head home.
Loofahs. Oh, boy, you know.
Oh,
well,
that
reminds me of another news story that I ran across this week out of Leeds, Alabama. But, you know, I'm going to say right here, right now, today, the beginning of summer 2025 on the Palm and Pine podcast, at that Bass Pro Shop, they're going to have to remove those aquariums
right.
from Bass Pro Shop. So we're making the prediction right here today.
Yeah, because just, what was it, a couple? When we
that in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, states like that, that tank's got to go.
Yeah, because two months ago, we had the old boy catching the fish.
Old Florida man caught a fish. And, you know, there's this friendly competition between Alabama and Florida. And Alabama man heard about that, probably watching this podcast, listening to this podcast. And he said, Florida man's not going to outdo me. So this happened up in Leeds, Alabama, Steve.
Well, you know, sometimes I think, should we even discuss some of the subjects? Because we give people ideas.
You're going to have to restrain yourself, folks. We're not responsible for how you respond.
That's right.
So, Mr. Owens, 42, the headline reads, I'll just read the headline to you, Steve. Leeds man strips naked.
Naked as a jaybird.
Runs into Bass Pro, cannonballs into aquarium, then knocks himself unconscious. So that you will see this guy beat Florida man by a long shot.
Yep.
So if we read a little bit about it. Mr. Owens, at 42, pulls into the parking lot, runs his car into a pole, then strips naked, runs into the Bass Pro Shop, cannonballs into the aquarium and starts swimming around. And there is some video of this out there. It is not good to watch. Don't go looking for it.
I will grab, and just to help out our viewers, I will grab that video and blur out the naked. I'll blur out that naked, and you kind of see what's going on there. But very quickly,
the Leeds police responded.
Okay. Did they tase him?
Within 5 minutes, he would not come out of the aquarium. They didn't want to go in it, so they kind of waited. And he eventually jumps out,
and
slips, and knocks himself unconscious. So they just go up and put them cuffs on him while he's unconscious. Then he got up and resisted. And, you know, but they learned later, the family said he had been having some mental difficulties.
Now, that's
what families say when they know they got a loved one hopped up on that Alabama cocktail.
He's been having some difficulties.
So they did learn later he was hopped up on that Alabama cocktail when he did that, and they carried him to jail. Now, they charged him with lewd and lascivious behavior in Alabama, whereas here it would have been exposure of sex organs.
Multiple sex organs.
That's how that ended. They have him clothed in his right mind now. So I think we're predicting that they're going to do away with them aquariums.
They're
going to
have to put like electric fence around I had to do that. You might look in the background here. I got some citrus trees. I had to put a little ledger fence.
Well, it's amazing, a coon and yeah. already in it.
Yeah, yeah, a raccoon be coming on in there. So, you know, I've said this before, Douglas, and I want to reinforce this because we are refined gentlemen. We are well educated, and I appreciate a good nude. But this nekeds, these nekeds, all these nekeds running around, I know, no.
Yeah, don't go looking for that video.
Because there's a big difference between nude and naked, and these nekeds, I tell you, they're just popping up everywhere.
I'm telling you something about that meth crack just makes a man want, you know, an old man just to pull his drawers off.
Right,
you know?
Right, so right. Well, he was a little younger, but still not a young man.
Yeah, old enough to know better.
42 years old, well old enough to know better.
All right, he's clothed and in his right mind now. So he's clothed. There you have it.
Clothed and in his right mind at that police department doing God's work, taking care of that. So we're grateful for that turn of events, how that happened there. But hey, folks, watch out for loofah sponges. Now you know what a loofah is. If you need to know again, tune into the YouTube channel because we had some examples here today. Watch for them loofahs. Watch for them nekeds. And, hey, we get a good response, we're going to record that song for y'all. So, it'll be on iTunes. It'll be like a 25-cent download.
Our viewership's bound to skyrocket
there it
now.
Is, you know, there it is. All right. We'll see y'all next time, and keep it Florida.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.